It's not easy staging a production of the musical Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Picture dozens of cast members in Victorian costumes, a three-story set where dead bodies roll down into the basement, and a story that challenges the audience to find the humor in murder and revenge. And as VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports, a production underway in Bellows Falls requires a large community of actors, carpenters, custom designers, and musicians to pull it all off.
He'd seen how civilized men behave. He never forgot and he never forgave. Not Sweeney, not Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Stephen Sondheim's musical is the kind of play that would challenge even a professional acting group operating in a major theater with some serious financial backing. David Stern is directing Sweeney Todd at the Bellows Falls Opera House, and he says, from the start, he wasn't going to let a slim budget and low expectations get in the way of his vision.
I do have this thing when people say community theater, I bridle a little bit because it usually means bad theater. What they're inferring, or it feels like sometimes people equate community theater with bad theater. My aspiration, and I think the aspiration of this specific community, is to do great theater. And, you know, we're going to darn come as close as we can.
To get close to greatness, Stern corralled about 60 people to build the set, design the costumes, work the sound and lights, and put in countless hours rehearsing. Some of the people, Stern says, are being paid, but these aren't union wages we're talking about.
When I think of what we've done with what monetary resources, I'm amazed.
Sweeney Todd tells the tale of a barber who was unjustly convicted of a crime. To get revenge, he lures those who wronged him into his barber's chair, where he slits their throats with his razor. The play is being produced by Main Street Arts, a nonprofit in Saxon's River that has its own small theater. They moved the production over to the larger Bellows Falls Opera House, and in a way, Stern says, it's inspired him and the crew to push themselves a little more. A number of Windham County art groups have come on board to help out, including New England Youth Theater, New England Center for Circus Arts, and Sandglass Theater.
The thing I find most exciting about this show is its community spirit.
Shoshana Bass is a member of Sandglass Theater, a puppet and performing arts group from Putney.
There's people who are professional actors and people who are standing on stage for the first time. There's someone 13 years old. There's older actors. There's just such a huge range of people who are coming together with the spirit of putting on a show. It's amazing to see that much goodwill and excitement and energy to just do something together.
Bass says during the early production meetings, some of the director's ideas seemed ambitious for a group of mostly volunteer actors and stage techs. But each one of them, she says, rose to the occasion.
It's been amazing to watch, and I'm seeing it coming together. I think a lot, you know, things always adjust and transform as the reality of it comes into focus. But those are the beautiful moments, right?
Sweeney Todd runs through this Saturday, and it will also play next weekend. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bellows Falls.